These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear meditators, dear friends, welcome back to our journey. Today is day 91. We're getting there, 91 days out of our 100 days guided meditation for transcendence challenge. My name is Raphael. I'm so honored to be part of your journeys, to be with you today, to meditate with you every single day. Thank you so much for letting me in your headphones, your hearts, your homes. I would like you to celebrate yourself, first of all, for 91 days of meditation. Consistency is key in these types of practices. And I would like to celebrate you and celebrate the whole challenge by offering you a 50% discount to the course. It is a deep dive to transcendence meditation. It is titled Transcendence and Meditation, a Superpower for the Mind, Body, and Soul. 50% discount available for you during the challenge. Have a look at the link below in the description of the video or in the show notes if you're listening to this on the podcast. And also quickly note that if you're one of the 100 first members to sign up, you get a free one-on-one session with myself on Zoom so that we can connect on a more personal level. But first, let's start on the meditation for today. Sorry, making sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of the meditation. That is approximately 20-25 minutes. Give yourself a little bit of a buffer at the end, as after the meditation, I give you a prompt for contemplation, for reflection. So please do listen to these meditations right down to the end. I think you will benefit from it. Sit nice and comfortably, nice and tall, nice and straight, a good posture. Imagining maybe a string pulling you up from the top of your head, taking space vertically. And we start these meditations by dedicating it to someone. It can be to anyone. The way we do this is quite simple. We close our eyes, put our hands to our heart, either in a praying position or palms of the hand flat on the chest, whatever feels more natural, more comfortable to you, to your sensitivity. Nice deep breath in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Get reacquainted to the sensations in your body. Light focus there. If you feel like moving, move. If you feel like stretching, stretch. But stay seated. Take a nice deep breath. Open your eyes. Get reacquainted to the space that you're in. Noticing what's familiar, what's new. Lights, shadows, objects, sounds, smells. And while you're here, I would like to read a passage from the Tao Te Ching from Lao Tzu, who says, "A good traveler has no fixed plans, and it is not intent upon arriving. A good artist lets his intuition lead him wherever it wants. A good scientist has freed himself of concepts and keeps his mind open to what is. Thus the master is available to all people and doesn't reject anyone. He is ready to use all situations and doesn't waste anything. This is called embodying the light. What is a good man but a bad man's teacher? What is a bad man but a good man's job? If you don't understand this, you will get lost. However intelligent you are, it is the great secret." Let me know how this resonates with you in the comment section below. Reflect on this, contemplate on this. If you need to listen to it again, please do so. And as always, I would like you to take not just one perspective on this, but two or three or four different angles, different interpretations, different degrees of interpretations. This will help you expand and maybe find or get closer to what it is that you seek. Thank you so much for being with me. My name is Raphael. I appreciate you. I see you. I feel you. I'm so glad we meditate together here. If you've enjoyed this meditation, do hit the like button. This helps people finding us on YouTube algorithm. Subscribe to the channel if you're not done so. Look in the description for the links to the discounted courses, way to communicate with me and more. Until tomorrow, take care. Bye-bye.